Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and there are geniuses among us. The 2020 MacArthur Fellows were named a couple of weeks ago. That's the official designation of this group of, quote, exceptionally creative individuals, as they say, but they are better known as MacArthur Genius Grants. And our listening area is home to quite a few of them, as it turns out. So all this week on the Brian Lehrer Show, we have lined up a genius a day to end the show with. Five newly minted Genius Prize winners, one to end the show with each day this week, beginning right now with N.K. Jameson of Brooklyn, who was honored, to quote what the MacArthur Foundation had to say, for, quote, pushing against the conventions of epic fantasy and science fiction genres while exploring deeply human questions about structural racism, environmental crises, and familial relationships, unquote. In her most recent novel, The City We Became, the boroughs of New York City are each embodied in a person, so five people representing the diversity and politics of their homes, who have to fight off a kind of across-the-multiverse threat of annihilation that manages to incorporate gentrification and something that we might say is like the Proud Boys. The name of her 2018 short story collection tells us a lot about her approach to fantasy and science fiction. It's titled How Long Till Black Future Month. Welcome, N.K. Jameson. Thanks for coming on and sharing your genius. Welcome to WNYC.
Thanks for having me.
And I'll tell folks you use your initials N.K. for writing, but your first name is actually Nora, which I gather you use in conversation. You want to tell people why your initials for your writing?
Just when I first started writing or starting to get published in the 90s, the use of initials was a good way to actually separate my real name from my writing name. That was back before Google and, you know, natural language processing. And NK worked because it was what my mom used to call me when I was in trouble. So I would respond to it, but not quite to the same degree that I would to my name.
Well, you are now the opposite of in trouble. Congratulations. As a writer of fantasy, had you ever imagined winning a Genius Award for that?
I mean, you know, it was a pie in the sky kind of thing. Sure, maybe one day, because Octavia Butler, famously within our genre, won one back in the, I want to say, the late 80s for her work as a science fiction writer. So, of course, you know, every science fiction and fantasy writer has this sort of vague dream of getting that kind of success, but we don't usually expect it. So I was super surprised.
And you imagine New Yorkers having to join forces and do battle to protect their city for your latest novel, The City We Became. And it came out at the end of March, just as the pandemic was raging here. I don't know what that did to your book tour, but I suspect a lot of people read that book to help them imagine winning this struggle. Have you been hearing that?
Yeah, I was, you know, honestly expecting the book to kind of tank because, you know, coming out in the middle of the pandemic, I figured people would be more worried about other things than reading books. And yeah, we have seen, you know, some slumps in the book industry in a lot of ways and a lot of struggles just to get books to people. You know, there was a period there for a while where Amazon was kind of deprioritizing books in favor of making sure people had other things, which makes sense. And a lot of booksellers, especially indie booksellers, brick and mortar, had to go, you know, curbside pickup. But then, you know, as people started to read the book, as the reviews came out, it became clear that people were actually seeing some resonance with the pandemic in it. That I was not expecting, because there's a metaphor in the book for the viral encroachment of things like gentrification, and it works really well as a metaphor for a virus, too.
I guess. Yeah. Now, you said in your video for the MacArthur website that you're writing stories that you wish someone had written for you when you were younger. Yeah. What was missing?
A couple of things. One, The presence of people who looked like me. You know, science fiction and fantasy sort of prides itself on being very future forward, but in a lot of those futures, you saw mostly straight white male characters and kind of nobody else. And so that sort of suggested we weren't there in the future, and I didn't really like that. Or in the past, in the case of fantasy novels, you know, a lot of them were set in sort of this mythic past where I guess we were the myths. So that was a little uncomfortable. But the other piece of it was that was missing was really just realistic engagement with the way that the world is. Yes, you're writing fantasy. That doesn't mean that you need to kind of make up a different behavior for humanity or a different way of interacting with the world for humanity. Humanity should still exist with all its warts and all its complexity and all of its diversity. And I wanted to see all of that. For good or for ill, but to me, that makes the fantasy go down easier if the people are real.
And so given that once you managed to get published, you went on to win 3 Hugo Awards in a row. For people who don't know, I think we can call that the Oscar of science fiction and fantasy. So sure. Have things changed enough that younger versions of yourself wouldn't face those extra challenges in imagining and finding a publisher even?
There's still some difficulty in the industry. You know, systemic racism takes a while to kind of go away. We don't know how long because it hasn't happened. You know, I have heard from younger up-and-coming writers that they've been able to engage completely with subject matter that they might have hesitated to touch. 10, 20 years ago, because, you know, now it's possible to speak openly about things like race and gender and other marginalizations. And, you know, as for whether it's easier for them to break in, it's kind of a two-edged thing. I am seeing a lot more writers of color coming in and being able to tell their own stories, which is wonderful. But at the same time, I'm hearing a few stories of like young black writers being told, write like N.K. Jemisin. And that makes me squinch. That makes me just
they should
cringe.
Write like themselves, right?
Yeah.
But a lot of people are happy that you write like N.K. Jemisin. So congratulations again on your MacArthur Fellowship, your Genius Award. N.K. Jemisin's latest novel is The City We Became, set right here in the 5 boroughs of New York. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.